MMD.
From 2 Tango Bowl.
You mobile and monitoring?
You, W2G mobile.
Rusty, how are you doing?
I'm tired. I've already been to Greenwood and back this morning.
Mountainsville, got a truckload of stuff to haul off to Miracle Hill for donations.
Down to Greenwood to do a property inspection this morning, so I went down there and did that and come back, and now I'm going to go find me some lunch somewhere.
Sounds like a good plan. I get this stuff unloaded and get back home. I think I've still got a wheel spindle to change on a van before I can go anywhere else.
Well, they cut taken care of, I guess. And well, I'm going by this big old place over here called Dorman High School. It looks like a college.
Yeah, it is.
Down into going down to Greenwood, of course, you got to go through Clinton. They have built a big new facility down there for Clinton High School. Now, that sucker has gotten large, too. I mean, it used to be in the down on one side of town. Now it's clear on the other side of town in a much bigger facility.
8 years since I've been down the area.
Four since I was down there. The last time I went down to a ham fest down there. And I found out today why they don't have the ham fest at the Civic Center down there in Greenwood anymore. The Civic Center doesn't exist anymore.
But, a few years back, that's why they're holding it out at Piedmont Tech.
Down there, the last time I went down there, we went down, but we didn't go up to where the Civic Center would be. It would go out to Tech because you made a turn and went a different direction. So I didn't go down there by it, but went by it today. And like I said, that's a big empty piece of land now.
To bulldoze it and make it flat and to pay taxes on what was sitting there.
Well, it was the Greenwood. It was Greenwood City. I mean, they wouldn't have paid much taxes on it. I mean, Greenwood County.
Don't worry about squatters either.
True. And trying to get back around this corner and get back down to the house. I know the dog will be glad to see me. I've been gone for about 3 hours now.
Feeling too.
Section at 221 and 215, and wondering if this light's ever going to turn green for us on 221. Oh, well, soon it will be, because they've now let both sides of 215 go across 221. Oh, well. So what else you been up to lately?
Recuperating from building those BMWs, getting ready. You have to go back next Tuesday night.
You mainly go back to work, huh?
Not using back into it. They're planning on hitting the ground with full throttle.
They haven't made any cars for 2 weeks.
2 weeks. It's only been a little over a week because I left there yesterday would be a week that I was out.
Back is going to be, almost 2 weeks, so, and not just you, but to everybody.
I'm not looking forward to going back to the messes, because I've got a feeling they did some changes while we were gone.
It's time for the new year, so new stuff.
We modeled since October.
What are you building, the 2023 models now?
Supposedly coming out, I think, next month with the new models for the X5 and X6.
All the new cars and all the new high prices that people like me cannot afford.
Quite a few people leasing them or something, because we wouldn't be building them, just be building them.
I see trainloads of them going through. In fact, when I was going through Clinton this morning, when I was going down, and I got stuck at the railroad crossing, and a bunch of those car carrier cars were empty ones headed back up this direction, up here towards Spartanburg area.
What are your trucks headed south? some up there too with BMWs loaded, KK4FTM Mobile Friday.
W2T Mobile. Yeah, I'm sure that they're outgoing there, but like I said, this was a whole train load of empty auto carriers headed back this way, so I'm sure they'll be loading up one of those too to send out.
They have all of their suppliers set up that they have to be able to do business with BMW. They've got to be able to support 5,500 cars worth of parts for a week.
Wonder how that was going with the all the problems with getting stuff from overseas.
It's quite so bad. Apparently, BMW saw it, had a heads up on it. They had stuff in place. Chip shortage really didn't affect us that much.
Other auto manufacturers
didn't affect us at all. It didn't affect us. I think they had to wait on some chips for the infotainment systems or whatever, but they didn't stay on the lot much more than about a week or two.
And the other day, the Toyota dealer over here and the Hyundai dealer, both over here, that are over on Reedville Road over here. I go by them quite often. I notice now they're starting to get a stock in of new vehicles, so they were without new vehicles for a long while, and they had nothing on their lot but used stuff. But I noticed when I went by there the other day that they both lots have got new cars sitting on the lots now, and the Toyota place actually got a whole bunch of new trucks in too, so... Anyway, I'm sure there'll be people that'll be happy about that. Well, I'm going to go ahead and sign with you because I'm about one turn from the driveway, and I see my mailman's already gone by, so I'm going to get out and get whatever mail came today before I go in the house and make the dog happy. Talk to you later. KK4FU, W2T, 73s.
You have a good one, and if I don't speak to you before New Year's, have a happy New Year, Rusty. KK4FU, monitoring.